Ted Dabrowski making an appearance again here on 1340 WJOL. He is with wirepoints.org. Nice enough to join us. Ted, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine and dandy. Well, federal money rolling into the state of Illinois and all 50 states and all the cities and municipalities in these 50 states as well, and counties for that matters as well. So some new federal money rolling in. How much is going to be coming into the state of Illinois?
Well, you know, when you add it all up, and this is the latest stimulus, right? This doesn't count the stuff that was done last year. We were talking about over $25 billion for the entire state, and it's a massive amount when you start to look at it across all the different entities that are getting it. So, you know, everybody's going to get some. It's, of course, the state, the city. Chicago's going to get huge numbers. School districts are getting more money than they've ever gotten before. It's a windfall. It's a bonanza.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Have you heard what some of the plans are for the state, for counties, for municipalities? Have you heard what their plans are moving forward to spend this money? We just talked to a superintendent that's getting, here in Joliet District 86, $42 million in all from the first two rounds. And they're not even in school. They're all remote.
Well, that's what's fascinating, right? So, you know, the school districts are getting massive amounts. Overall, the whole state's going to get $5.5 billion for school districts. That is an amazing amount. Probably at the state level, when you exclude pensions, there's probably total spending on school districts by the state, not including the local spending, of something like, you know, $1.5-8 billion. So it's, you can see how much it is. I think everybody's trying to figure out what the plans are and how to spend it. And that's where it gets interesting, because you're going to get the battles going on for those who want to spend more on programs versus those who want to be, you know, fiscally conservative and say, hey, we've got a lot of problems in this state. Let's not waste the money, or let's not create a bigger problem. It's going to be a big battle.
Ted, let's break it down to municipalities. Biggest town in our area is Joliet, you know, one of the top three or four biggest cities in the state of Illinois. You've broken it down how much they're going to get, and it's a lot.
Well, yeah, and Joliet actually ends up on the short end of the stick in compared to other cities. So Joliet's going to get $24 million, the city of Joliet, $24 million. And, you know, while that's a lot of money, right now the city is spending about $36 million a year on pension contributions. So, you know, that doesn't even cover that. The total amount Joliet's getting is about 13% of its yearly general operating budget. So, it's something, but not as huge as, for example, there's other cities. You know, you take a Decatur's getting half of its yearly budget, Peoria, same thing. You've even got something like Berwyn getting 80% of its annual budget. So there's a lot of money flowing around, and, you know, that creates a lot of problems in Illinois, because you can guess it won't be spent well.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you talked about Joliet, $40 million a year towards its local pension funds alone. So $40 million of their $280 or $270 million budget, whatever it is, that's just a number that's popping in my head from past memory, goes just to pay pensions. So they're going to get this $24 million. So what would you suggest to do? We be more conservative with it and start to pay down some of our debt?
Well, we know we're going to have to pay it back at some point. It's going to come out of the hides of ordinary Illinoisans, right? So if we waste, then, well, it just becomes more painful. But here's the sad part about this whole federal package. They're saying that you can't pay down pension debt. They're saying that you can't give tax rebates. You can't lower taxes. You can't use it to fund a tax cut. So this problem is that the government, the federal government, wants you to spend it. And here's the risk for places like Joliet and others, is that we ended up spending it on more programs. It creates more, you know, government dependency. It might create more pension costs and more salary costs. And then when the money runs dry 2 years, then what? Right? And so then what is, are the Joliet officials going to come and ask for more tax hikes to pay for all this stuff? And it's a real problem. We should be allowed to pay down pension debts. We should be allowed to pay down any debts. And also, you know, save some money for a rainy day as well, so we can run our city and state better.
Yeah. In case in point, there's new federal money for Illinois state government. And this talks about a bill passed by the legislature creating a new class of state employees called community health workers. So this is exactly what you just described, Ted, because there's going to be money put in for these people. But what happens when that money dries up? So what are community health workers? Folks, I want you to listen closely to Ted's description of this.
So, you know, these community health workers, so Illinois state legislature created a new class of workers. They're called community health workers, and they're basically, they're not, they prescribe drugs, they can't administer any kind of medical support, but they're there to help people in need, help people in their homes. And there's a lot of workers like that, right? They're home health care workers. But the issue is this. In creating that class of new workers, and this, what they're allowed to do is pay for those workers using Medicaid funds, of which it's complicated, but not really. President Biden, in his new infrastructure plan, has $400 billion of Medicaid new spending to go to states. So basically, Illinois could take that Medicaid money, pay these new class of workers, and create them as state workers, which would then allow them to be unionized. Right. So basically, you have a plan between the state and the federal government to create more unionization using Medicaid dollars from the infrastructure plan, and that just make Illinois heavier, more expensive, more complex, and more failed.
And you're looking at how much extra money a year this new law could increase?
So this bill, there's a lot of confusion about how many healthcare workers are we talking about? How easy is it to become eligible? It will be very easy. So the question is that $2.5 billion a year? There's some estimates of up to $12 billion a year. Wow. Now, Illinois doesn't have that money right now, but if we get billions in Medicaid funds, we would. But again, all that stuff is temporary. So then what happens after that? It creates the chaos in Illinois that we've gotten used to.
Yep, and it just adds to the pension crisis down the road probably as well.
That's right.
It does. Ted, I know you guys are working on, I know we touched a little bit about pension obligations, stuff like that. I know you guys are working on some statewide numbers, and we'll have you back on when you get that stuff done. I'm really interested to see how cities compare to each other, the bigger cities in the state of Illinois, and what some of their obligations are. I'm sure it's literally billions of dollars.
Yeah, if I can make one statement on that, Scott, it doesn't matter if you're a fiscal conservative. What's happening with pensions should drive you crazy. If you're somebody who wants more spending, on the liberal side, it should drive you crazy too, because pensions are going to eat up any money that you wanted for any other cause, and that's why everybody should kind of rally around pension amendment to fix this problem.
No doubt. Ted Dabrowski, wirepoints.org is the website. Check it out. Some great stuff there. Thanks, Ted.